Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to refocus on some of the US economic data. There's no doubt there's an element of stagflation emerging in the US economy. And I think last week we had further evidence of that. Certainly, inflationary pressure seems to be building, and expectations that inflation will move higher is now fairly evident within the household sector. At the same time, there is a little bit more evidence of an economic slowdown, although most of that evidence is confined to what we call survey data, and we're waiting for, broader evidence of it impacting the real economy. So I think it's worthwhile to just have a quick update on some of those dynamics. In the South African context, I think the focus is really on approval of the budget. We know there's a vote on Wednesday in Parliament in terms of the fiscal framework. Unfortunately, at this stage, we still don't seem to have an agreement amongst the parties within the GNU. And clearly, that is making people a little bit nervous. I guess we would assume that the GNU finds an agreement in order to approve the budget, and that we don't end up with the GNU collapsing. But clearly, if that were to happen, it would unsettle financial markets, particularly depending on how the ANC then decides to progress beyond that. So a little bit of nervousness. We've also got the Trump administration announcing reciprocal tariffs on Tuesday. So some fairly important events during the course of the coming week. But I think for this week, a quick update on some of the US economic data is probably where the focus needs to be. There seems to be an increasing array of evidence that the US economy is entering a phase of stagflation. Stagflation simply refers to an elevated level of inflation or accelerating price pressure. And at the same time, you've got the emergence of an economic slowdown or even a recession. Now, at this stage, I don't think we're talking about runaway inflation, nor are we talking about a recession. What we are signaling, though, is that inflation in the US is becoming more problematic, and at the same time, the economy is losing momentum, and there's no doubt that there's a risk that both of those factors become more exaggerated. So if I look at the data that came out last week, we had further evidence that inflation expectations are moving higher. That's contained within some of the consumer confidence surveys. And those numbers have moved up very sharply in the last couple of weeks. And clearly, that's in response to the tariffs that the Trump administration has implemented. In addition, we've got the expectation that we'll see further tariffs announced this week, the reciprocal tariffs that Trump's been talking about. And clearly, that would add to the concerns that the US is going to experience a bout of higher inflation. It doesn't mean that it becomes a huge problem. In other words, it doesn't mean that inflation in the US moves up to 4% or 5% and gets out of control. But what it does suggest is that inflation is going to move further away from the target, and that in all likelihood, it's going to remain uncomfortably above the target for the next few months, probably the next year. And that's going to make the life of the Federal Reserve a little bit more challenging. Clearly, they were hoping that by now inflation would have made more progress and they could have continued with their interest rate cutting cycle. They had to acknowledge recently that the inflation progress is going to be delayed. And they're using the word delayed on purpose to suggest that they think the inflationary pressure is transitory. But whether it's transitory or not is not really the key focus right now. What is key is that inflation is going to remain elevated, is probably going to go back above 3%, and is going to make the outlook for interest rates a little bit more difficult. At the same time, there is also evidence that the economy is losing momentum. Now, that evidence is contained within a lot of the survey data. It's not showing yet in some of the hard economic data that would increase our confidence of the US economy slowing down. By that I mean we're not seeing it yet in the employment data. If I look at the weekly jobless claims, those numbers remain fairly low. If you look at the number of jobs being added on a monthly basis, that remains decent. But you get a sense that people are getting nervous about labor market conditions. At the same time, if you look at some of the manufacturing forward-looking indicators, say the ISM Manufacturing Index or even the S&P Global Index, all of those are suggesting that the manufacturing sector is losing momentum and broadly that the economy is under a little bit of pressure. We also seen some evidence of a significant slowdown in foreign tourism as people become a bit more nervous about visiting the US. So there seems to be a growing array of data that is signaling that the US economy is slowing down and could potentially head into a recession, and at the same time that inflation is becoming problematic. Now, the Federal Reserve, I think, is well aware of this, and their response has been simply to put policy on hold, to adopt a wait-and-see approach, at least for the next few months, while they evaluate further tariffs that could be announced by the Trump administration, and they evaluate how much of this pressure is emerging. In other words, how severe does the inflation problem become, and how much of an economic slowdown does the US economy experience? And once they've gauged that a little bit more fully, they'll be in a position to decide on interest rates. At this stage, I think people are assuming that the Federal Reserve will err on the side of worrying more about the economic slowdown than worrying about the inflation pressure. The reason for that is that the Federal Reserve seems to be assuming that the higher inflation data or inflationary pressure is going to be transitory, and therefore they don't have to react to that in terms of increasing interest rates, and instead they can focus on the economic slowdown, and if that intensifies considerably, then I think they would be willing to cut interest rates to try and alleviate the downward pressure on the US economy. But clearly they can get that wrong, and if they do get it wrong, it puts them in a very awkward position. And the main risk is that the inflation rate, instead of being transitory, becomes more persistent, becomes more embedded, becomes more self-reinforcing, in which case they would have to deal with that. They can't allow inflation to get out of control. So I think we're entering a fairly difficult period in terms of overall US economic performance, but also in terms of what is the most appropriate policy response. Now, you can see that in how markets have reacted, particularly the US equity market. It's been under pressure now for probably the last six weeks. It's declined in five of the last 6 weeks. And year to date, it's down around about 5%. And there's no doubt that there is a risk-off attitude towards US equities that could well intensify depending on literally how the data evolves week by week. So there is an increasing level of nervousness about the Trump administration inflicting significant damage on the US economy that would be difficult to recover from. Now, if you make the assumption that the higher tariffs is ultimately going to lead to a boost in US domestic production, that may be a false assumption. And the reason is that in order for that to occur, it assumes that US manufacturers are going to gear up on the back of these higher tariffs. The problem is that many of those manufacturers can't be assured that the tariffs are going to persist and that Trump is not simply going to renegotiate a different deal in a couple of weeks or a couple of months' time, and therefore the tariffs you relied on in order to expand your domestic business are no longer the case. And so the confidence that people will have in the Trump administration's policy agenda is going to be incredibly low, and therefore I suspect most businesses will be reluctant to put a huge amount of money behind those policy initiatives. Instead, I think what they'll choose to do is be opportunistic in the short term, respond as and when it seems appropriate, but not necessarily expand their business in a very substantial way. Equally, it's unlikely that you'll see the startup of new business, particularly in the manufacturing sector, for exactly the same reason. If you start up your business because you feel that there's now a 25% duty that protects your industry, what you could find is that that 25% duty disappears in a short period of time, or even disappears when the Trump administration ends. Under those circumstances, you will feel that you no longer got that protective support and that your investment doesn't necessarily make sense. So It's not to say that by putting the tariffs in place that the US will derive a positive benefit from it. I think at this stage there's an increasing array of evidence to show that a increasing tariffs to the extent that the Trump administration has embarked on is net negative all round, potentially creates some price pressure, certainly puts downward pressure on the US economy, and I'm not convinced that there's any real upside from the initiatives that the Trump administration has implemented. Instead, what you would hope they focus on is the deregulation of the U.S. economy. That holds a lot of potential for U.S. economic growth. And at the same time, try and address the inefficiency within government and also have a look at the tax rates and decide what is the best appropriate tax rate for the U.S. longer term. But the type of policy focus that the U.S. is undertaking right now, I think, is doing more harm than good, and I think the financial markets are reflecting that. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.